This is the Composer's Datebook for January 25th. I'm John Zek. Many a political work of art has had its origin in a smoke-filled room, but not all that many piano trios can claim such a venue for their inspiration. On today's date in 1987, composer and pianist Paul Schoenfeld joined a violinist and cellist from the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra for the premiere of a piano trio the orchestra had commissioned, a work Schoenfeld eventually titled Café Music. Here's how Schoenfeld explains it. The idea came to me in 1985, after sitting in one night for the pianist at Murray's Restaurant and Cocktail Lounge in Minneapolis. Murray's employed a house trio which played entertaining dinner music in a wide variety of styles. My intention was to write a kind of high-class dinner music, music which could be played at a restaurant, but might also just barely find its way into a concert hall. The work draws on the types of music played at Murray's, early 20th century American, Viennese, light classical, gypsy, and Broadway style are all represented. Much to Schoenfeld's surprise, Café Music became a concert hall hit, performed and recorded by many classical chamber groups. For his part, Schoenfeld confesses two lasting memories of that night he filled in at Murray's. First, a realization of what hard work it was to play dinner music for hours on end. And second, in the days before smoke-free restaurants, how his clothes smelled of cigars and cigarettes for days afterwards. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.